The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings, and it's my delight to welcome you to this session of meditation, welcome you to your own meditation time. And I'd like to begin with a little story from the suttas. And it seems there was a man who was annoyed, upset about the Buddha. And he came to him and he scolded him, heaped abuse on him. And apparently the Buddha just sat there calmly. And when the scolding abuse had stopped, the Buddha said, "Do you ever have friends or family who come to your home because you offer them a meal?" And he said, "Yes." "And if they do not receive or take that meal, who does the food belong to?" And the man said, "Well, then it still belongs to me." And so the Buddha said, "In the same way, I do not accept your hostility. So it stays with you. It belongs to you." And that's it. That's the little story. And the reason I say that at the beginning of the meditation is that in a certain kind of way, we're kind of not two people, but we are. Whenever we have aversion, hostility, I'm trying to avoid to use the word anger, but anger towards ourselves, criticalness towards ourselves, as we sit, meditate, whenever there's some kind of pushing away or aversion to something, it's never who we are, unless we have a very strong identification with it. It's just a part of what the mind is doing. And when the mindfulness is strong, the mindfulness can be like the Buddha. The mindfulness, the awareness, can see and not accept the hostility, but stays calm. And this power, this ability to stay centered or balanced in the midst of our awareness and see very clearly what's going on inside of ourselves, to see the attachment, see the greed or the impulse towards wanting and holding, but and also to see the criticalness, the aversion, the hostility we might have, the complaining, the biting or the meanness that even might be there, to see it, but not to accept it, not to take it in. Let it be. Leave it alone for where it comes from inside. You don't have to do much about it. So this capacity just to see is so powerful. And that can be our home. That can be, in a sense, if we want to identify with anything, we identify with the awareness, with the mindfulness. In one place, the Buddha called mindfulness the charioteer who drives a chariot. So there is some sense of this is a good place to be centered in this place that doesn't pick things up or react to things, but sees really clearly. It's said to be a place of safety. So, taking a meditation posture, and now take a posture, if you can, that gives you a sense of stability. If you're sitting in a chair or sitting cross-legged, sometimes you can feel the weight of your body against the chair, the place where your chair receives the weight. or your cushion or the floor receives the weight of your body. And you might even rock back and forth a little bit to feel a little bit more fully the place where you are touching your chair, the floor, your cushion, to really feel that contact. And then sitting straight, sitting still, with your eyes closed, almost as if you're building a mountain. Take your awareness and slowly move it up from that bottom, feeling perhaps the area of your sitting bones and your hip bones, the small of your back. Perhaps relaxing and softening the belly, the lower belly. So there's a little bit more stability, broadness, weight down below that supports what's above. And perhaps feeling your weight and firmness and stability as you move your attention up the spine. Maybe vertebrae by vertebrae. Maybe making small adjustments in the vertebrae so they're just a little bit more balanced and stable on top of each other. Maybe if it provides a little bit of stability for you, to open up a space between the last vertebrae of your neck and the skull. That opening space there has the same effect as tipping your head slightly forward and your chin back. Your head comes a little bit back and a little bit, the crown of your head goes up towards the ceiling. And feeling the stability of your body to whatever degree you can feel it. Sometimes the three-dimensional substantiality of the body and the sensations of the body here. This is the center of gravity. And then to feel whatever inner stability there might be. Or if other words work better for you, something like inner stillness. Or an inner strength. Or a place of inner quiet. Peacefulness. And perhaps to then let your breathing fill your awareness. Let your breathing somehow move through or inside or around the sense of inner stability that you have. Stability that keeps you a little rooted in the present moment. And you might experiment now from whatever degree of inner stability you have with your awareness, your mindfulness, to watch what goes on in your mind. To not interfere with it or criticize it or hold on to it. To let it flow by like a stream flows by. To know it from a place of stability. And if there is any aversion, in perhaps you can also know that from awareness without accepting it or being it or reacting to it. It's just something to observe. Or if there's a desire for something, just something to observe from a place of stability, neither desire or aversion. We don't need to do anything about it, but to see it clearly. And then once again to return to your breathing. Perhaps there's some way from the base of your breathing, the inner breathing, within your breathing, that you can find a place of simple stability, stillness. That is the home for seeing clearly without getting involved with what you see. with this emphasis on seeing and not being involved or reactive to what we see, we could say that we're trying to see, not to be, our hostility or our desire. Don't be desirous. Don't be aversive. Just see. Discover the power and the freedom of just see without accepting any of it or rejecting anything. Just see. Just observe. Just know. then it is possible to see from the heart, to observe life in us and around us from our kind regard, our compassion, our care. There is the idea in Buddhism of seeing the cries of the world, somehow observing, being present for, being a witness to the suffering of this world. And to be able to watch it and see it without being reactive, pulling away or becoming hostile, so that we can look upon the suffering with a compassionate gaze. We can look upon it in such a way that our hearts care and aspiration and motivation to support and to help and make a difference in this world is awoken. It's only by seeing clearly the suffering of the world that we have a chance for the deepest places of love and compassion to well up to meet that suffering. And as we sit here in meditation, the way we can meet it is to have the aspiration, have the wish for all suffering beings to be free of their suffering. All beings who are hungry to be free of their hunger. That all beings who are sick to be free of their sickness. All beings who are oppressed to be free of their oppression. And all beings who don't feel loved to know that they are cared for and loved. And may it be that our heart's capacity for compassion and care and love on this day is found some real expression. That it gets translated to living the day differently. May it be that this is a day that in whatever small or big ways that available to us, that we are contributing to the welfare and happiness of this whole world. May all beings be happy.